Welcome to Zuma Worldwide's Health Education Conference Call. This recording is for educational purposes only. The name brand products referenced are not intended to diagnose, treat, cure, or mitigate any disease or illness. Health testimonies represent the personal experiences of the individuals and should not be viewed as medical advice. Please enjoy today's call.
I got some great information lined up for you tonight. I could spend some time with a lady who is a great friend to me and a great friend to our company and has been for many, many years. She's a member of our scientific advisory board. She's the creator of one of our great products known as Life's Harmony. She's also a naturopathic doctor and actually spends a lot of her time helping people just like you and I in her practice enjoy more abundant health. And of most recently, spends a lot more time out in the country on a farm growing some incredibly healthy foods. So she's in it from the start to the finish when it comes to the health and wellness journey. And I want to make sure she's on the line with me. Dr. Henrietta Albin, are you there?
I am. Thank you. Good evening. What an introduction. Yeah, organic farming is fantastic.
So I'm excited about your topic matter tonight because I think it's going to be, like I said, useful to just about anybody listening in.
I'm old enough to have been at the forefront of the discoveries in the late 80s of the immense hormonal disruption through synthetic and other pollution, petrochemicals, all of that, which we first noticed in the early 80s when whales were beaching, when seagulls in the Everglades had multiple eggs and female seagulls would nest together, but what they produced, even though there were plenty of eggs, none of it could hatch. So there was even alligators were seen to have hermaphroditic organs, meaning they have both male and female reproductive organs. And that is a very serious issue because it disrupted and instantly started to affect the fertility capacity of the Western world. I remember thinking at that time when the comparison was given between the continents of Africa or the Middle East, that they had no trouble conceiving and making lots of babies, including what we now call colored skins. Actually, it's not very, it doesn't really matter to me personally. I think all people are the same. However, I said to myself, the white colonial race is definitely, they're eliminating themselves from the world population, and it has not changed. It's gotten worse. Fertility rates in the Western world are incredibly low. And just as a piece of interest, when China decided that they should only have one child, and ideally a boy, what they're seeing now is they have huge gaps in reproductive options, and they have an aging population and nothing to follow up with, I mean, not enough to follow up with. So this is not something that's just affecting us here in the States or even on this call, but it is really something that was globally put in order by a system that did not care about our health, and we now know so much more about that attitude, but it has been, I can honestly say, I'm a baby boomer, and in my entire life, it has been a big part of an awareness that something's not right, we're not doing enough here. So, not surprisingly, the 2002 study on the hundreds of thousands of women came back stating erroneously that women with hormone balancing, so estrogen therapy mostly, but hormone balancing with synthetic hormones had heart attacks, had an increase of that. Excuse me. What has been shown in the meantime is that there was a very small ratio of women who actually were still menstruating. The majority of the women were in their 60s and 70s, even 80s. And at that point, a woman does not need to have hormone replacement therapy that they would schedule out or meet out or model after a woman in her childbearing years. So it was very clear that the premise of the study was flawed from the get-go. When I was 18, a young friend of, actually the younger sister of a good friend of ours got pregnant. And she was 2 years younger than us, which caused all our mothers instantly to march us to the gynecologist and to get the pill. Now, at those days, the amount of estrogen we got was horrific. It was way more than we needed. And collectively, we blossomed in our upper bodies rather spectacularly, which made us uncomfortable because we didn't know our bodies anymore. Later on, after my first child, I thought, well, maybe I'll try the pill again. And I wasn't quite as advanced then as I am now in my understanding of the impact. And it had very negative effects, headaches, hot flashes, all of those things that we don't want at menopause or anywhere, any other time either. Also, grumpiness. I fell asleep wherever I had a seat. I was just wiped out. I wasn't myself, and it was weird. And so after a month or 6 weeks, I said, I can't do this. This isn't going anywhere. And it was very odd for me not to have my period. And I realized there's a lot of personal information in here, but if this helps anyone at all, especially other women in their 60s or even 70s, it is this. We have changed our bodies with synthetic substances that have never been beneficial. Having said that, I must say that I have worked with and also have known women outside of my practice who did very well with synthetic hormone replacement. And many of them were in the place where they had hysterectomies or through other reasons were no longer producing the hormones and went into artificial menopause. And you don't want that in your 30s or early 40s. So the synthetic hormones work for some women, but for the majority, and they have side effects. And some of those side effects were taken into account, and women, medically seen, have been putting up with stuff for forever because they were never studied separately from the male population. And it wasn't until the 90s when there was a strong encouragement to actually include women. Parallel to this, in the late 80s, a book came out that was called Our Stolen Future. And that book was put together by a bunch of research journalists, and it was very well written, and it outlined the intense problem that existed globally and in the mammalian world of what I offered in the beginning about the animal world being very much over-estrogenized, okay? So when you look at men, for example, they have men boobs. Even the men who are not young, there is a greater increase in fat young men, okay? As much as there are those who love to work out and all of that, there is also the other side of an excess of estrogen in their system makes them more feminine. And it has nothing to do with their gender orientation. It is more like more to do with how the body functions. So the study from 2002 was misleading and led, unfortunately, greatly into the misdiagnosing and missing out on opportunities of women to know themselves. Okay, coming to 1995, 91, 92, somewhere in the early 90s, a parallel research was taking place that came from a doctor in California. He was the first one to actually study bioidentical progesterone. Progesterone is the mediator between all the hormones. Okay, so you have hormones, you have progesterone, you have estrogen, you have testosterone. Those are the basic reproductive hormones in a human body. And what was found was that the missing link in the hormone replacement therapies was going to be progesterone. And this was proved out much later when they did this study in 2002, and it lasted from the 90s to 2002. So the results were published in 2002. But what I noticed and what I saw is that women all across the world, and I remember I gave talks on it, my sister gave talks on this in Switzerland even, and it went like a wildfire through the entire population. Do not use synthetic without bioidentical progesterone. At that time, we had no choice to have estrogen. Somebody decided that it would be a good idea to have yam creams, or that they would, prepare it in such a way that it was bioidentical. So having said that, it didn't work for everybody, and people used it the wrong way around, and they used it during their cycle. So when they shouldn't have, when this progesterone science started to come out and the first few creams came out, that is when my education started with the details of what that actually entails. And we have become so much more sophisticated then, so I'm pretty sure that most people in Zuma who have heard me talk about it or have actually checked out the back office, which is loaded with information on Life's Harmony and other commentaries that I had offered in these educational calls, it is quite clear that this is a familiar topic. So no matter what kind of hormone replacement therapy people choose, if anyone in your family chooses that, let them be very clear that they really should use and can now use very specific and well-pointed balancing creams of progesterone and estrogen, and that there are different ways to apply both progesterone cream as in Life's Harmony or an estrogen cream, and one of the oldest ones is from Emerita. And they have smallest amount that is necessary to be effective in the same vein and that I designed Life's Harmony with a minimal daily dosage for 2 weeks only in the month of 25 milligrams, okay? And when you are menstruating generally or in a neutral cycle and you are not childbearing, then the production every month is between 15 and 20. I put in 25 to help balance because we didn't do this until the early 2000s. So to do this, I wanted to make sure that there was enough of an effect there, but not so much that it would cause any kind of imbalances in the body itself. And I'm sure you can all appreciate that that's not an easy task, considering how different women are from each other and how we all experience our cycles in so many different ways. So the negative symptoms of synthetic estrogen were weight gain, again, grumpiness and all of that, and there was really nothing to balance it. So after the introduction of progesterone, we found that women were actually given the power to regulate their own bodies. It's been enormously difficult for many women to get through this, and what has always been left out in the synthetic hormone replacement therapy is the progesterone. Like I said, I mean, they use progestin, which came from lactating horses, and if you've ever seen an image of how they were put in a sterile stall, their foals nearby with an apparatus that sucked the urine out of their bladder. It was so cruel and so horrible that just for that alone, I could not imagine ever using pregnant horse urine. That was Premarin, okay? And the estrogen was made from a bunch of synthetic substances that the body could not possibly recognize. So it's a little bit like what we know about supplements. The body does not and cannot recognize unorganic or inorganic substances that are synthetic, that have been altered in their DNA, in their effectiveness. Either something has been emphasized or something has been left out so that the substance can be patented. Having said that, that's still the norm everywhere. So when we look at the synthetic hormones, just by the virtue of them being man-made and nothing natural in there, so they can make money. God, I remember when all this started, when women were supposed to take HRT, and are you doing it? And you're not doing it. Oh, my God, you must stay young, this, that, and the other. Estrogen is a very helpful substance. Estrogen keeps our bones strong. Progesterone is the balancer between estrogen and progesterone. So, for example, if you get a saliva test, and I know that I've mentioned it in these calls before, there is a non-for-profit organization, and that you can order the test without the doctor. And I think it's called the Canary Club. Canary Club hormone test. You can check this out online. I'm sure they still exist. They're using the same laboratory that I've used for years for when I test people on their hormones, and that would be a saliva test. One of the reasons why blood is not always reliable when you get medical tests is that the progesterone hormone is actually enveloped in a form of protein, and it travels through the bloodstream and isn't always recognized in its fullness. However, the salivary progesterone, the salivary presence or testing of progesterone was it altered how we looked at the subtleties of progesterone. And so by the time we made Life's Harmony, it was really clear that it couldn't have anything synthetic and anything detrimental in there. And, of course, I remember Ken and I worked together on that. Remember when we talked about we want to do this and we also wanted to benefit skin. So there's so much in that cream. There is what at that time became a sulfurophane, a broccoli extract that was really important for women with potential cancers, and that it would help with that. There is allantoin in there, and none of it really is synthetic or only naturally derived and formulated very carefully. And it's a good cream. It doesn't have a lot of bang, okay, because the hormone balancing is a subtle story. But I can tell you one thing, when a woman is deficient in progesterone and you give it to her, check back with her 90 days later. It's a huge difference, and it's really terrific. And what we found also, what is true, is that actually progesterone builds bone, and there are these isolated tests and empirical results from people like John Lee, who is the scientist, the doctor in California who actually started the first progesterone trial, and he used his own practice for it, and there is a story of women benefiting greatly through taking progesterone with osteoporosis. So it will actually create more bone. Estrogen does the same thing, but in a different way. So if you use Life's Harmony and you use it, let's say 2 weeks, if you're postmenopausal, you want to use it 3 weeks out of the month, and you can also use it every other or third day. It is up to you. See what really works for you and what makes it count. And the story that Dr. Lee talks about or tells is that these were women over 80 who had osteoporosis. And he said, why don't you try that? And within the year, it was almost a year, they did the bone density test again, and it had increased. Personally, I am not a great believer in those tests. I myself have seen that apparently, according to their results, I have osteoporosis. And I have had a bunch of falls and never broke anything in my life, okay? Anything. Well, that's not true. 3 years ago, I fell with my whole body weight on my little finger, and I broke a little bone in my finger. I mean, if that counts, that's fine. So the point I'm making is that you can use progesterone as maintenance if you're looking at the bone density. You can choose progesterone as your companion together with estrogen cream, and I would never suggest that you don't balance those two, whether synthetic or natural. Let's say if you're using the estrogen, it's probably estriol that you will get from the hormone replacement people. At Emerita is a good company. They've been around as long as Dr. Lee. And use a little bit of Life's Harmony with it so that you basically balance them out. Having said that, receptor sites for hormones are underneath the skin. I am not sure if that is in alignment with the lymphatic system, but either way, if somebody has too much estrogen or too much testosterone, there is this piece of they're occupying those specific receptor sites. Using progesterone cream, and you use about, you know, a pea size or the size of your small fingernail. Again, it depends also on your weight and where you apply it and for what purpose. The point I'm making is that you end up kicking off the unwanted excess estrogen from the receptor sites by using the skin as an absorption. And we have known early on, but especially since this particular problem with the hormones that it's not, you cannot make hormone balance physiological. It has to come through the skin. That is one of the ways by which it's absorbed, because the liver, looking at your blood, will say, okay, so we have enough of this, that, and the other right here. We don't need anymore. We'll hold back, okay? We'll hold back what is needed. And once a woman is postmenopausal, we are in a place where her body doesn't intend to be procreating anymore. And therefore, they are no longer looking at the amount of progesterone that is needed, but they are looking at a place of specific changes that they want. They want the changes to make them feel good. The body isn't necessarily equipped for that. And I don't know how that was designed or how we got there. I think it's probably still Mother Nature. At the same time, we are, how shall I say that? We're more autonomous now. We have better ways in looking at what it is that we need. I apologize. I just got a pretty bad nosebleed. So if I'm sounding funky, it's because I have something in my nose. All right. Having said all that, Ken, I remember, did we cover what I asked you to remind me, please?
Yep, we did. We did, in fact. And one of the things I was going to ask you about, because you addressed it here briefly. So obviously during a woman's menstrual years, very different hormonal needs or challenges, so to speak, that can come up versus, you know, peri and postmenopause. So if you wouldn't mind maybe briefly speaking to that, I would imagine that, you know, once a woman is reaching her menopausal years, the needs for hormonal replacement, like you said, kind of lean more towards other priorities. It's no longer about, you know, fertility or childbearing. It's about other things. So any additional thoughts you have on that?
Well, I think it has a lot to do with feeling younger, with bone strength. You know, progesterone is not something that we have been taught to use until we discovered deficiencies, right? Until we discovered that using it is so much better. You can balance your menstrual cycle with it, for example. I have had and worked with lots of women who have terrible cramps. I mean, their PMS is horrible. It is such a sad story, and they have mood swings and sugar cravings and all of that because, in essence, they are super estrogenic and not enough progesterone. So the body doesn't produce it properly. And one of the problems early on that we found is that for women who are using commercial cow dairy, especially the ones that are loaded with hormones, growth hormone and all that, and at a time, I don't know, 20 years ago to this day, they're using growth hormones in beef. So women get it every which way, or did, and we suffered for it. It was horrible. So that's one other way to look at it. To see a woman who's had basically 4 days, 5 days out of every month, the inability to control her emotions, the inability, even during ovulation, the inability to gauge her mood or to hold back. You know, there have been women who murdered their husbands during that time. And while that is obviously not funny, it speaks to the intensity and the tremendous power of our hormonal household. So it is really important to realize that you have to experiment yourself with the product. Now, in one of the reasons why I formulated Life's Harmony in the way I did, I do not believe that you need to load down your body massively with 200 or even 2,000 milligrams of progesterone or anything else, because the body is much smarter. And this is not, you don't want to mess with that. It has a very healthy balance. Stop eating sugar. Take healthy fats. Get away from fried, processed, and fatty foods, especially seed oils and things like that. And mind your diet. If it's gluten that bothers you, cop to it. Say, okay, no, we're not doing this. If it's cow dairy, just stop it. Stop all the dairy, because all the dairy we're getting today is manipulated by other commercial ventures. And even if you find a natural goat farm, it is questionable as to how much different that will be for you. I know I'm dairy intolerant, and I by now don't want to eat any dairy at all. we don't need it. You know, it's a fallacy of making money on proceeds from cattle ranching and cow farming. You don't need milk. Our babies don't need milk. And a lot of the problems start with that. Does that add to the topic?
It does. And obviously, I'm aware that with the recent development of the removal of what they call the black box warning on the hormone replacement therapy pharmaceuticals out there, that it's going to, and it's already, like I said, social media-wise, it's already becoming more and more of a buzz in that world. People are looking for options because they're looking for improvements, either in their health or to feel good. And when hormones are out of balance, I think the sad part is a lot of times people don't look to their lifestyle habits. They just assume that, well, my hormones are out of balance just because they're out of balance. And therefore, I think sometimes they rush to a pharmaceutical solution when they can start analyzing, just like you suggested. Maybe it's the dairy as an example that is loaded with hormone and alterations and things of that nature that is creating that. I know for men especially, you mentioned the fact that men oftentimes these days can become estrogen dominant. And a lot of guys don't realize that many times the reason they're becoming estrogen dominant is simply because they've got poor lifestyle habits. And there's a lot of things they can do, of course, to improve that and thus improve their hormone balance. So I think it comes full circle where we're always looking at ways to keep ourselves healthy from a natural perspective. And obviously diet is involved in that. Supplementation becomes a part of that. But I think there's always that, if I'm not where I want to be, how do I fix myself? And sometimes I think people assume that hormone replacement therapy, especially the pharmaceutical versions, are the quick fix. And like I appreciate you mentioned tonight that for some people it is almost a necessity. I mean, especially you mentioned a woman who's got hysterectomy as an example. There's definitely a time and a place where a synthetic hormone replacement therapy may be a viable option, but it shouldn't be the first option is kind of how I view it. And do you agree with that?
Yeah, absolutely. And actually, if I've made not myself completely clear, even women with hysterectomies and all of that, some need it, others have not needed it. So it's not an automatic. And the other thing I would always suggest is that you find a holistic or at least a bioidentically informed and educated and practiced gynecologist who will send you with a prescription of very specific balances between natural bioidentical hormones. So they will often formulate something that may even contain a little bit of androgens, which is the male hormones, and in so doing will allow the body to regulate normally, whereas if they start with synthetic again, you know, just because the black box is gone doesn't mean that they're better. They're still the same. It's just that it's not heart issues. It's not that horrible direct cause and effect. So we should not misread the removal of the black box as something that has not actually been caused, just not in that severity, perhaps.
Sure, sure.
Go ahead.
And that was the point I was making is, you know, with the removal of that black box warning by the FDA coming up here for a lot of these hormone replacement therapy drugs, I think for those who are not paying close attention, they're going to think suddenly, well, now this is perfectly, safe and it's a great option. And again, maybe for some people it is, but it wouldn't be the first option for a lot of folks. Again, if they can make adjustments to their lifestyle habits, a lot of times things can improve. And so that's what I was getting at is, you know, the fact that they're doing that is good because it was based on, like you said, false evidence that there was going to be a major health problem with those things based on the early research that was done. But that doesn't mean that, like you said, it's not like the drugs are suddenly getting safer or they're getting healthier, which again leans into why having something like Life's Harmony, the bioidentical progesterone cream that we have in Zuma, gives you an option to do something that's safe and natural without any potential negative side effects from a pharmaceutical-related solution.
Yeah, it's even possible that somebody on estrogen therapy actually uses the Life's Harmony as a balancer. Not everybody has access to what I just suggested, having to do with holistic or more natural alternatives. And so I'm definitely suggesting that they can use a Life's Harmony to help balance. And Life Harmony has pretty clear instructions in the little folder in the booklet, and also on the tube, on the pump. So I think that if you are in this situation and you need to do research, research it carefully and look at many different websites and see what you notice. You know, the most important piece in all of this always is that we learn to think for ourselves, right?
Yeah, that's great advice. And that's I think that's the take-home message from tonight's call, is that if your hormones are out of balance, look at why it might be happening. Look at your lifestyle habits first. Look for natural alternatives, Life's Harmony Cream being a great example. And then if you are going to venture into hormone replacement therapy, you know, from synthetic sources, like you said, be aware, you know, look into it, understand what you're getting into. And then I would say that probably the last piece of that would be tune into your body. And if you do start something that's hormone replacement therapy related, whether it's a natural, like a Life's Harmony, or whether it's something that might be synthetic, tune into your body and make sure you're aware of what is or isn't and what's happening, and it allows you to make adjustments or different decisions if you're not experiencing what you had hoped.
You know, one last piece to this, and you speak my language in that way always, is that there are many ways in which women can benefit from the bioidentical progesterone. There is, I can't make this claim, however, postpartum is a big issue. We make 300 milligrams of progesterone a day during the last quarter of our pregnancies. And so when that goes away and you suddenly are deprived of it, there have been women I've known who've used Life's Harmony to help them with postpartum depression. This is not something I can claim. I'm not a medical doctor to say this, but experience and empirical evidence has shown that this is an option. So really, and this is an encouragement for you all, if you know someone or you yourself come across this recording, be aware that you have options. You have more than enough options. Find the right ones. Look for what it is that suits you. Get your intuition going. Okay, you don't have to believe everything your medical doctor says or that I say. Do your own research. It's your body.
That's perfect advice, and I think a great way to end tonight's call. So as always, Henrietta, I appreciate you, and I appreciate all the wisdom that you share on these calls. So thank you for tonight.
You're very welcome. Thank you. Good night.
And folks, thanks for being on tonight. As always, appreciate you guys tuning in live. Remember, first and third Thursday, we encourage you to be back again next month for more great information. And until then, guys, thanks for being here. Take care. Talk to you soon. Bye-bye.